We all know about the famous and widely loved series of Harry Potter. Don't lie to me. Some of you got really disappointed when no owl came for you on your 11th birthday, didn't you? Nevertheless, Potterheads all over still fantasize about which Hogwarts house they would be in if they indeed have gone to Hogwarts. Gryffindor, the courageous and brave, Hufflepuff, hardworking and loyal, Ravenclaw, wise and knowledgeable, or Slytherin, cunning and ambitious. Well, some stereotypes of these houses are getting pretty insane. I mean, if Gryffindors are being called reckless and easy to anger, Ravenclaws being insulted with nerds and teachers' pets, Slytherin is now all evil because of one snake face without a nose, who have an immense fear of dying and his brainless followers. You know whom I talk about. Please, don't even mention Hufflepuff, for everyone in that house must be dumb, a lot of duffers, and don't contribute anything to the wizarding community. Well, mind you, Cedric Diggory was Hogwarts' rightful champion in the Triwizard Tournament. Harry Potter did a great job too, but we should be focusing on Hufflepuffs, as that would be what we were talking about. I pray you have not forgotten our cheerful, lively, don't call me Nymphadora punks. She is a hero and will always be, for who can carry a baby and still fight Death Eaters like her? Newt Scamander must be mentioned as well. Not your everyday wizard. Newt wrote the classical Hogwarts textbook of fantastic beasts and where to find them. Please do note that his astounding adventure in 1926 at New York was no small matter. Oh, and he saved the world that year, just like Harry Potter. And he did it because of his own choice instead of being called upon like the chosen one. No offense to Harry Potter, of course. There were other famous Hufflepuffs too, such as Bridget Wenlock, who discovered the magical value of 7. I believe she was either a Hufflepuff or Hufflerin, as in her primary Hogwarts house being Hufflepuff, while second house being either Ravenclaw or Slytherin. Your secondary house is the less dominant side of your personality. Not a lot of people can be 100% Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elsewise would be the founders. A Hufflepuff can be a Hufflepuff, Hufflerin, or Hufflepuff. I prefer to use these terms, thank you. But others will disagree with me of how they are not the proper and official terms according to them. Now, let us start off the main idea of how exactly does one try to act like a Hufflepuff with Audrey. A Hufflepuff herself and very kind to let us have a chat with her. So, Audrey, how would you describe what is valued in the house of Hufflepuff in general?
So, Hufflepuffs are very loyal, kind, generous, and hardworking.
Thank you. Which misconceptions do you think are most commonly applicated on Hufflepuffs?
So Hufflepuffs in the book were made fun of a lot. They were the house that were kind of picked on, and like they weren't as featured in the Harry Potter books. People don't really know what Hufflepuffs are, but like, I don't know, they're really cool and like, they're like really hardworking and they shouldn't be picked on because they rock, so yeah.
That is very insightful. In your opinion, which other Hogwarts house is most compatible with Hufflepuff, as in friendship?
I would honestly think Gryffindor, because they're also like very loyal and like they have a lot of the same like house traits, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have anything you'd like to clear up for other houses?
You know, not all Slytherins are evil. Not all Gryffindors are good. You know, like, yeah.
Yeah, and Ravenclaws aren't bookworms.
No, they are.
They're not nerds.
No, they can be, but yeah. Not all of them are.
Yeah. Any tips to how to be a Hufflepuff for other people?
You know, like, I feel like sometimes with Hufflepuff, especially, people are like, I don't want to be Hufflepuff because they weren't very featured in the book. So if you are Hufflepuff, you gotta embrace it and be like, I'm a Hufflepuff. Yeah.
Honey Badger!
All the way!
What are some distinct characteristics, not necessarily stereotypes, of Hufflepuffs?
So like I said, we're pretty loyal, I feel like, and generally pretty hardworking. I think we can be, you know, like, we're smart, we have brains, like, we shouldn't be picked on for not being smart, so,
just the Euro people, you know.
Yeah.
Goodness. Thank you.
All the way.
I have a few things to add upon Audrey's suggestions. These are just some personal views based on Hufflepuffs I've encountered. First, let us discuss how to talk like a Hufflepuff. No, not all Hufflepuffs are like this, but we should at least try to be polite with each other and don't be mean and make others uncomfortable with no proper reason. Actually, don't act like that way, even if you have a proper reason. Thank you. Please care for your close ones, no matter how annoying they can be. They love you the most in this cold, unbeckoning world. If you want to act on it right now, then do go ahead and tell your loved ones how much you care for them. Appearance has always been important, playing a huge part in what impression people have on you. As the general rule goes, dress in your Hogwarts uniform if you really want to go fully Hufflepuff or any of the other houses. If not, then a sweatshirt or hoodie with jeans or regular pants would do. Don't you look at me like that, Hufflepuffs are humans too. And they dress according to social trend and how comfortable a piece of clothing is. The Euro Hufflepuff won't wear something too flashy or showy, though. To fit in at the Hufflepuff common room, it's fairly easy. Quote Helga Hufflepuff, "I'll teach the lot and treat them all the same. We welcome everyone if they come in peace without unholy intents." Sure, if you would like to, I can give you a few tips. Act normal, be friendly to everyone, respect others, and just don't be that noisy. You just act how you would in your own common room and please feel at home. Be considerate of others. People are either introverted or extroverted, so please don't force them to do something they are more than uncomfortable with. Sometimes a little push is nice, makes them improve, but other times it just goes too far across the line. That being said, introverted Hufflepuffs act differently compared to extroverted Hufflepuffs. You don't have to go around being extra friendly to everyone to seem like a Hufflepuff. In fact, this is a most absurd stereotype. You can keep to yourself and be a Hufflepuff, but try to play nice if you can still move. It is curious how friendship works out. Oftentimes, two people who seem to have nothing in common become close friends without either of them realizing how. As insane as it may be, friendship will work out with some people you meet and others not so much. I find it that most Hufflepuffs are friends with more Ravenclaws and Slytherins than Gryffindors. Hufflepuffs can haul their Ravenclaw friends back from their wild imagination of what could happen and focus on what assignment is due tomorrow. While Ravenclaws can push Hufflepuffs to try something strange and new outside of their comfort zone, which might not be a bad thing. A Slytherin's ambitious goals attracts interest in Hufflepuffs, and loyalty in friendship sparks curiosity on a Slytherin's part. As for Gryffindors and Hufflepuffs, there are friends out there who make it work out, but it won't most of the times. I don't know why. Perhaps they are too similar, yet opposing each other's core beliefs and values at heart. They aren't friends, but they are not enemies either. Do keep in mind, Hufflepuffs are humans, and humans are different to one another. There are many Hufflepuffs who do not act the way I described them to, and they are no less a Hufflepuff in mind, body, and soul. Now that you know how to be a Hufflepuff, why don't you go out and try to be one? See if you can fool somebody.